Teasing a small penis, is it the same as humiliation? Hi everyone, this is Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy. And some of you might think any time a woman is teasing a small penis, that it's the same as humiliation. Well, yes and no. It's a complex subject. And today I'm going to talk about this very interesting question. The difference between teasing and humiliation involves fine nuances, and for those who enjoy small dick teasing, but not necessarily humiliation, those fine nuances mean a lot. SPH, or small penis humiliation, is predicated on the humiliation, and humiliation is totally subjective. You must feel humiliated in order for the desired effect. But humiliation is not a one-size-fits-all. And what I mean is, if some stranger looked at you and said, "What the hell are you wearing? You look like a bum." Most people would either laugh or be taken aback, but there's no real humiliating emotions going on now, is there? I mean, you don't even know this person. Why would you care what they think? They have no impact on your life. They have no power over you. In this case, the stranger who means nothing to you may have no humiliating impact on you. Now take a similar situation and have that person be your boss, and you're in front of an entire room of colleagues, and they say the same thing. Imagine your horror. Now if you ramp it up a notch, and it's your sexual crush who looks at you naked for the first time, and responds, "Oh, what the fuck is that? Are you kidding me? Are you saying that's fucking erect? That's pathetic. How dare you? Oh my God." Do I look like a type of woman who enjoys such a fucking pathetic little piece of man meat? No, you can't fuck me, you little bitch. You don't deserve fucking. That dick doesn't deserve fucking, pussy. Now that's pretty humiliating. This, my friends, is typically small penis humiliation. Pretty harsh, too. But small penis teasing isn't about making the recipient feeling humiliated necessarily, although I suspect similar biological elements are still in play. We are all different with different temperaments, sizes, etc. It doesn't necessarily mean your small penis is a deal breaker, as in the above scenario when you're talking about small penis teasing. The lady that I just spoke about obviously places a high value on a larger dick, but not all women do, and are more than capable of making that small cock work for her in some way, like I do. So when you're in that mindset that everyone's different and we're all beautiful little snowflakes, big, small, kinky, or vanilla, you now have the right mindset for the small penis teasing. We're not after direct humiliation. We're about acknowledging and celebrating your differences, in this case, your tiny dick. And I'm quite the fan of teasing of all kinds. Now, small penis teasing, when contrasted to the previous scenario, here you are with your sexual crush, and she sees your underendowed penis for the first time. "Aw, look how cute! Is that as big as it gets? Oh, it's trembling, I bet it does. How small is your dick? Can we measure it? Oh, that would be a lot of fun. Come on, let's measure it. Oh, I think it's the perfect size for my panties. Feel like being a little kinky with me today, baby? I bet that small cock would just love being wrapped in my satin panties. Now, that's not to say that all small penises deserve to be in panties. That just happens to be one way to tease a small penis. Also asking, you know, how does it feel to have a small penis? I mean, granted, you don't know what it's like to have a large penis, but do you ever look around to the other guys and kind of wonder, you know, who has a small cock like yours? Do you get a lot of women who kind of giggle or maybe are not sure how to deal with your small dick? So today, fans, let's take a moment and enjoy all the fun that we can have with just some light teasing. Now, which is more exciting for you? The humiliation or the teasing? Or perhaps both? I want to hear from you. Intelligent phone fantasy mistress Erica, for your small penis teasing session, call 1-800-601-6975.